Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick?
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. That's all I've ever wanted for my daughter.
Charm a man into the sea?
Yes. On his own accord.
Consensually?
Is that I said on his own accord.
So does that mean consensually?
Yeah. Like on his own.
Her to consensually coax a man into the sea.
He can't consent to the coaxing, but I want him to walk into the sea on his own. She doesn't push him.
So she's not a siren.
No, she is a siren.
But sirens coax, don't they?
With their voice.
We got to do an episode on sirens.
I think we do.
Yeah. Mark it down.
Put it in your calendars.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? Hello. All right. I have so many things to tell you.
Okay. We're just hopping right in.
Might as well.
First of all, hold on. Mosby, I cannot have you licking your butt. It is allergy season. I did my makeup earlier.
Uh-huh.
I took a bath. I was just like relaxing, slowly getting ready. Then I went on a walk and all of a sudden it was like I got punched in the face with allergens.
That's why I'm wearing glasses. And Corey was like, are we getting sick or do we have allergies? And I was like, we definitely have allergies because my eyes are so red and like swollen. And I woke up with them like crusted shut. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah. I
can't wear my contacts for sure.
I just put in some eye drops.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, I have to take all my makeup off because I'm going to be picking at my face. And the second that the mascara gets into my eyes, then they'll have an even worse reaction. And I just cannot. We got to record too.
No, we can't do it.
So anyway.
Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about the message we got.
Okay.
So we got a message in our inbox and it starts out like this.
You're going to have to be quicker if you don't want us to read it on the podcast and you end up deleting it.
Yep. Lost 2 viewers of your pro-choice bullshit.
I already knew what it said and it still caught me off guard.
Does Miss Nurse, I don't know who you mean, and none of us are nurses, tell her abortion patients, that's not how nurses work. At least if you're talking about my fiance, who is an orthopedic nurse. That each abortions can cost a myriad of lifetime problems, dash OBGYN. You should be ashamed of yourself. I hear you. And what I would like to say is formally, I am doubling down on being so fucking pro-choice. So yeah. If you're not, and if that bothers you, here's an invitation.
To learn?
Or leave.
Learn or leave.
You're not going to bully me into not standing up for women and their right to choose.
Yep.
I don't give a shit if you don't want to listen to me anymore because I am advocating for women and their right to their own bodies and bodily autonomy. Mm-hmm. That will never, you will never make me be right. silent because you decide that you don't want to listen to me talk about pee pee and poo poo anymore. Sorry.
I told Sierra, if this person keeps forcing people to have babies into families that don't want to have babies.
While we're having a formula shortage, by the way, which I was scrambling to multiple places today to try to find formula for my baby. You know what? It's mine. It's mine. You know what?
We'll just make them our army. So go ahead. Keep pumping them out. We're going to make them turn on you.
For real. Well, like, it's like the person who was like, sorry, you said that trans kids matter and their lives are important. Can't support that. Then I don't fucking care. Like, then don't listen. I don't care. If you think that us saying
I'm going to actually be louder now.
Yeah. If you think that us saying that we think that people should have basic human rights and that's bothersome to you, then welcome to the Bothersome Podcast.
Ooh, the fuck bothersome.
The fuck do you want me to do?
I like that. I like that a lot. Also, you know what else can cause a myriad of lifetime issues?
Yeah.
Having a child that you don't want to have.
No shit.
You know what kind of issues it can cause? Like so many. Like, first of all, physically, mentally, emotionally, depending on how stable financially you are with your partner, if you actually like them or know them.
Yeah.
That's also comes with a host of problems.
Also telling me I should be ashamed of myself as if I'm not already for a host of other reasons.
Bold assumption.
Yeah. I am ashamed of myself, but not for that.
Yeah. If anything, that is the only that is my floaty.
It's for the when the, yes,
keeping me from drowning in the shame pool.
Literally. Yeah, seriously.
It is supporting the LGBTQ plus community and supporting bodily autonomy for people.
And then I'm drowning because my neighbor was calling his dog and I waved to him because I thought he was waving at me. And then he doubled down on calling his dog and I was like, I'm my fucking bad.
Okay? But like, I'm not waving at you, I'm waving at your dog.
I love your dog too. I wanted him to come here.
It's almost a real Air Bud situation.
He's mine now. He gets to choose his home. You should have your dog on a leash, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I was advocating for a dog's right to choose.
Oh, no. Yes. I support that.
Don't put my dog on a leash.
No.
Don't tread on my dog.
Don't tread on his leash.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, because we're about to get into scary stories, I have to tell you a little spooky thing that just happened.
Oh my God, something spooky happened to me as well.
By the way, we did not intend to do this, but we are recording on Friday the 13th.
Yep.
And we're recording to we're going to have this
little hybrid situation.
Ghost stories, creepy kid thing. And then we're also going to put one on our exclusive Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon.com/LaysInTangents. If you want more, but we like thought of this a while ago.
If you want to support Planned Parenthood.
Because we will be donating.
We will be donating.
But we thought about this a while ago. And then as we were mapping out the rest of our month with episodes, we're like, are we recording our ghost episode on Friday the fucking 13th? Because that was not on purpose. But even more not on purpose and just like glitch in the matrix. This is so fucking scary. I have told the story of Noah and Debbie, right? I'm sure on the podcast.
Okay. Yes.
He's not mentioned it since he's been a child, right? Okay. So today he loves to watch Brain Games. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's on Netflix. Watch Brain Games. It's so fun. Okay. He loves things that like trick your mind and trying to like fool his brain and all these things. Well, there's an episode that they did and they're talking about, Ouija boards and people pushing it and whatever. So they're showing a Ouija board. And first of all, he comes up to me and he goes, Mom, I think I'd like to buy a Luigi board. And I was like, hold on. Ouija board. And no. And he was like, why? And so
that's
that's
a mind game.
I had to explain to him what a Ouija board is and why we don't like mess with
He didn't ask for a Ouija board.
No, he asked for a Luigi board. But then he pointed to the TV and
it's
I was like,
it's just Toad's head.
Oh my God, that actually be so
fun. Ding, 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 ding. Stars start shooting out of it. Patent it.
Yeah.
We're making a Luigi board.
Fucking steal that.
Anyway,
we're also going to use our Patreon money to start that.
You cannot say some shit like Luigi board and expect my brain not to just take a vacation.
Take it and run.
Yeah.
Well, get off of that island because you're about to be scared. Because then he comes up to me and he's like, so you could talk to ghosts through that. And I was like, yeah, but I wouldn't because, you know, you could open it. And he was like, oh, I just wanted to see if Debbie was still around. I swear to fucking God. And I went, what did you say? And he goes, you know, Debbie. I just wanted to see if she was still around. And I was like, Debbie who? And he's like, you know, from when I was a little kid. And I was like, have you been listening to my podcast? But like, how does he?
Did you ask him?
No, I was so scared. I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh my God, you didn't cry?
No, I was scared. I'm going to when I go home, of course, because now I've had time to like think of it.
Tomorrow, Shane is going to get the play set that we bought.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
So if you want to bring Noah over and we'll be like, hey, you can help the guys build it and also then play on it. But then I'll fucking quiz him on Debbie.
Like, we need to know some shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was scary, but also so interesting.
My creepy story that just happened. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in the town that we're from, there was a 2020.
Yeah.
Documentary? What's
like a story? It was like a story on 2020
about a murder that had happened. Trigger warning for child loss, child death, murder, stuff.
All of those things.
It's all bad. I'm not going to get into it, obviously, but the night that that came out, that it aired, that it went up on Hulu. Okay.
Yeah.
We were recording.
Yep.
And I went upstairs and came back down here and like had this really kind of like shocked look on my face. And I said, is Mosby down here? And Shane's like, yeah, he's right here. And I'm like, great, 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 great. Cool, cool, cool. And you were like, what? And I said, I just saw a little kid.
Yep.
I saw a little kid peek down the stairs and run. I thought it was Ollie. And then when I went upstairs, I realized Ollie was in bed. I thought it was Mosby, but Mosby's down with you, which means I think I just saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Which I...
And we were like, ooh, creepy anyways, but like...
I didn't know until the next day. My sister had messaged us and she was like, hey, do you remember that girl who was murdered when we were kids on Sierra's birthday?
On my birthday. Where, like, very close to where I used to live, which is like, you can see it from Jerry's house.
Yeah.
Where she lives now. Oh, should I not say that?
I was going to say, my house is in the show.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can see my house in the show. You guys don't know which one it is, but my house is on the show.
It's very close.
Yeah.
So it like, terrifying.
I can see the apartment that she lived in from my house.
Yeah, and I remember because the
which I have no recollection of this at all. So there was I had no idea.
Big storm that night, and I remember because it was my 7th birthday, and there was a tornado that touched down very close to where, like in the city next to us, and so sirens were going off, and my mom was like trying to leave to go get my fucking birthday cake, and everybody was like, "Hey, don't like get in the basement." And I'm crying. I'm like, "My mom's gonna like get in a tornado or whatever." I had watched a lot of Twister, and it was
terrifying. I'm wondering if I was at your birthday party.
I think you definitely were,
because I have no memory of this.
I think you definitely were,
but like I know that I probably was.
Yeah. Because I think that's also the one where...
Are we sitting out at the picnic table? Is there a picture of us?
Where I had the helmet on?
Yes.
I was eating birthday cake.
So I know that I was there because there is physical evidence.
Yes.
But like, I don't remember any
of this.
I'm
pretty positive that's the one that it was. But yeah, so it just so happened that the night that happened, not the night that happened, but the night that that story came out, close to where you live, you ended up seeing...
her.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So that's not even the scariest part.
Oh God. Okay.
So Ollie has been doing some really weird things lately.
Well, like, 3 is like the age that's when Noah saw Debbie. So I feel like that age is like real tapped into some shit. Also, I don't know if it's that they're tapped in because Sawyer today she was giggling over, looking up over my shoulder at the plain wall behind me, like laughing at
Forrest
it.
And I was waving at things behind me.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. But I think 3 is like when they can express it. But anyways, go on.
So the other day I was going to ask Shane if he... I wanted to take the kids to go get ice cream and watch the airplanes. Mm-hmm. And there's a little airport near us.
It's so fun to watch the little planes take off.
I said to him, because I know that if I say the word going, like, how do you feel about going? Mm-hmm. Ollie's immediately going to pick up on it and be like, where are we going? Where are we going? So I said, how do you feel about G-O-I-N-G? And Ollie goes, G-O-I-N-G, G-O-I-N-G, G-O-I-N-G. And I'm like, the fact that you memorize those letters
so quickly
and then are repeating them over and over again, like without even holding eye contact with us. He was just like continuing to eat his food, repeating it. I was like, okay. And then today, I'm saving the last part, the best part for last. But today we come in, Shane is putting a TV up, and I said, how big is the TV? Like, I know what the inches are, like what size TV we got, but like, what does that mean? How high and how wide is it? And Shane goes, well, height wise, it's, and Ollie goes, 32 inches. And Shane goes, it's 32 inches.
What?
I have no, he and I looked at each other and I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah.
What?
And he goes, let me measure it, Dad. And he gets his tape measure out and he's like going around and just like measuring shit. But we're just like staring at each other like, how the fuck did he know that? And then here's the scariest part.
Did he hear anybody say that at any time?
No,
that
we
was
had
the
just
first
got,
time.
We just got back from a walk with my mom. Shane hadn't even gotten it out of the box.
Oh my God.
So after we got back from the airplanes, okay, this is two different days, but I really think they're all connected. After we got back from the airplanes, we took them to get a bath, mm-hmm. and then they were going to bed. And while they're in the bath, Ollie kept saying, what's her name? And I said, who? The girl who was here. What's her name? And I was like, I don't know. And he goes, she was here. And I'm like, I don't know, bud. I don't know. And then he just went back to playing in the bath.
Oh my God. Because you don't have like, he would say like person, like not girl. If it was, and there's no little girls that come over to your house, and nope. He knows all of us by name.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And all of that happened after that. I saw her and that story came out, and we realized, I know. Isn't that strange? So now I think that he's just like has superhuman intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't
he's
know
like
how.
Jimmy Neutron.
He basically got a blast.
Got a blast.
Yeah.
Carl.
See, you saw him driving his little Jeep around the backyard.
Oh my God, he's like a little like human person. Like,
he is.
He's not like you would think a toddler would be driving that Jeep.
He
like
does 3-point
you.
Turns. He like throws it in reverse. If he gets stuck.
It's incredible.
What are you saying about me?
When you drove me around when I was
my
in your Jeep.
Barbie car?
Yeah, dude, you freaking, I was scared for my life.
There were seatbelts in that. And there's no seatbelts in the Jeep. It's a Jurassic Park Jeep. I really wanted that as a kid, not the Barbie one. Like, thanks, Mom and Dad. I love the fact that I had a car. But
yeah, you got a car before I did. Yeah. Like three times.
I only got one. I did then
no,
get
I
a
mean,
moped.
That's right. You got a moped. Mm-hmm. No, but I think you got your second car after the first convertible car before I even started driving.
My first convertible car was an absolute lemon. Okay?
I loved that car.
I had a piece of wood holding up the seat.
Yeah, that was cool. You act like we didn't have the best time in that.
No. I know we had the best time
we
in it.
We thought we were the shit. We
were
just
the shit.
Put right about that. Just put the freaking top down.
And I would drive slowly past the park blaring an 80s mixtape that I had made.
God, that was good.
Video killed the radio star. Who's that? Just me being an absolute dweeb in my rusty piece of shit convertible.
Well, it was better than your moped.
That is, yeah. I couldn't take passengers on that.
I know, and I wanted to ride it. But you had to have a license.
You
did. It was legit.
Yeah.
You had a moped license.
I couldn't drive at night. And I wasn't allowed to drive on the street. I had to drive like... But I couldn't drive on the sidewalk either. I had to
drive.
They're
so fucking bumpy.
A foot away from the sidewalk. And I had to wear a helmet. And I was so fucking embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
Wearing a helmet is one of those things that's embarrassing for no reason.
Yeah, especially on a moped.
Yep.
If you're on a motorcycle, it's like, of course, this could kill you. But the moped goes up to like, what, 30?
I think that it maybe said that it went to 30, but that was
no
when it
way.
Was going downhill.
Yep.
I had to push it uphill. If there was a really tall hill, I had to get up and walk. It had pedals on it just in case.
Oh, man, I loved
it. It was a hybrid.
I loved your moped days. That was fun.
I'd show up and be like, it was so good. People door checked me all the time.
Yeah, well, you made it easy. You were on a fucking moped.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code Tangents20.
Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code Tangents20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code Tangents20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I told Sierra after the Two Girls, One Ghost episode, I was in therapy. I do therapy down here at my computer. And in the playroom that is behind everything, my kids have a puzzle that if you put the animals over it. Are you fighting with people right now?
No. I'm trying to find the thing that I'm going to start this off with.
We got more people yelling at us.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
And they're wrong, which is even funnier. They're like, did you know? And
you're
I'm like,
mad.
That's not true. So if you're going to come at me with bullshit, at least be right. Anyways, sorry.
Anyway, all I wanted to say is that while I'm talking to Barbara, all of a sudden in the other room, I hear, ree, 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 ree.
No.
And it was the pig puzzle piece, which only goes off if you either cover it with your hand or put the piece on it. We hadn't been down there playing in I don't know how long. And I went back there and I shut it off. And then a couple days later, it did it again.
No. God.
Mm-hmm.
Children's toys. Actively playing alone literally is the reason why I didn't buy my kids toys that like play sounds.
If it did it like all the time, like okay, maybe it's just got a glitch. But if it just does it randomly,
mm-hmm.
that's uncalled for.
I had my Toss Furbies it. Always did that.
Yum.
Yes. While I was asleep. And I was like, fuck no. Get rid of that fucking Furby.
I had like one of those fiber optic lamps and it would just shine behind my Furby and make it even more ominous looking.
No. So scary. Okay. Anyway. So because we're going to get into spooky stories, I wanted to give you all, we're going to do a sandwich of events.
So if you're watching, Sierra wasn't ignoring me while I was telling that story. She was trying to find
this. I was trying to find this that I knew I had, but I couldn't find it. But I found it. So it's a bot story. Because I wanted to give you, you all loved your freaking bot stories so damn much that I'm like, I'm going to sandwich these spooky stories with some bot stories so we're not so scared.
Yep.
So this is a bot. I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Batman movies and then ask it to write a Batman movie of its own. Here is the first page. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Interior, is that what we decided? I was an international Batman. Interior, traditional Batcave. Batman stands next to his Batmobile and uses his Bat computer. He's sometimes Bruce Wayne, sometimes Batman, all times orphan.
Oh my God!
Batman, this is now a safe city. I have punched a penguin into prison. Alfred, Batman's loyal battler, carries a tray of Gotham.
Tray of Gotham.
Alfred. I don't think that's his name. Is it his name?
I think that's his name.
Okay.
Alfred Simon Theotherone.
Yes. Alfred. Eat a dinner, Mattress Wayne. An explosion explodes. The Joker and Two-Face enter the cave. Joker is a clown, but insane. Two-Face is a man, but attorney. Batman. No, it is Two-Face and One-Face. They hate me for being a bat. Batman throws Alfred at Two-Face. Two-Face flips Alfred like a coin. Oh my God. Alfred lands heads up, which means Two-Face goes home. Batman. It is just you and I, the Joker. Bat versus clown. Moral enemies.
Moral.
The Joker. I am such a freak. Society is bad. You drink water, I drink anarchy. Batman. I drink bats just like a bat would. Batman looked around for his parents, but they are still dead.
Oh, God.
This makes him have anger. He fires a bat rocket. The Joker deflects it with his sixth sense of humor, a clownly power. The Joker. I have never followed a rule. That is my rule. Do you follow? I don't. Batman. Alfred, give birth to Robin.
He lays an egg.
Alfred begins the process since it is his job. The Joker now has a present in his hand. He juggles it over to Batman. The Joker, happy Bat Day, Birthman.
He's lost it.
Batman opens the present since he's a good guy. It contains a coupon for new parents, but it is expired. This is a Joker joke.
Oh
my God.
You know what it's upsetting to me?
Tell me.
Is that there are two different villains.
Uh-huh.
The Joker and the Riddler.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And it's the same superhero world, right?
I think
they're both enemies of the bat.
I think.
The mattress bat? Mattress man?
People who do comic book shit. Let us know.
Yeah.
Because, I have no fucking clue.
Me neither.
I never got into that.
I'm more of a Marvel girl. I'm actually not. But if I'm going to choose a universe, I choose Marvel.
Really? I choose DC Comics. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you like Batman?
I like
and
Batman.
Superman?
Mm-hmm. No, Superman, no. Batman.
But he's in DC.
I like Batman. He's the only one
Batman.
I like. I like the villains in Batman.
I like whiskey drink.
I like cider drink. And I'm kind of into Poison Ivy. I just kissed the microphone when I said that. I'm kind of into Poison Ivy.
I love her.
She's, her and
I just want to be your friend.
Catwoman.
Okay, yeah, they really sexed up. That I think that's why I like Marvel. I think that's why I like Marvel heroines.
They're less sexed up?
Yeah, they're more, they feel like they got brains. Still, they're still beautiful.
Well, the
Scarlett Johansson,
the other ones are
badasses.
Badasses. Catwoman is a crazy
bitch.
Well,
so are they.
Yeah.
Freaking Scarlet Witch.
Well,
oh my God!
Know.
Look at us, act like we fucking know. I just watched WandaVision.
I was gonna say I've seen a movie like one time in the 90s. One time I watch movie. Okay, here we go. We're gonna get into this.
I don't know why I drink. Okay, you mentioned wanting us to do the Sprite challenge one time.
We
cannot
have to do it.
This is like just bubbles, and I
can't stop burping.
Yeah.
If you want us to do the Sprite challenge.
I was going to say, we should do that on our live on Tuesday or whatever.
What if we throw up?
What if we survive?
Okay.
What if we win?
Let's get into this. Okay. This first story starts, this is long, but worth it, I promise. It'll creep you out. So when I was a kid, I lived in a 2-bedroom, second-story apartment with my mom. I'd see these tall shadow people who'd float, not walk, around my room.
No, no, no.
They were about as tall as my ceiling and did not touch the floor. Think Dementors minus the scabby hands or soul sucking. They had no real distinguishable features other than being tall, cloaked or hooded, and floating around. They never hurt me or did anything. They were just there, floating around in my room, usually one or two. I told my mom about them and she didn't believe me. I was five at this point. After my mom had my first brother, I was nearly seven. There were more of them. My brother and I shared a room. They still did nothing. We moved to an old farmhouse out in the country when I was 11 or so, and he was three or four, and we shared a room yet again. Now, this says my mom had another brother, but I think it's my mom had another baby.
And it was a brother.
But my mom had another baby.
I just need you to know what my mind is doing right now. So you know in Harry Potter, how they have something scary and they like say some shit.
Patronus.
To make it funny.
Expecto.
To make it funny.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Is it that?
That's it.
So that's what my head is doing. And for some fucking reason, they're hungry hippoing. In the room. I don't know why. They're not hippos.
No.
But that's why they're doing nothing and just like floating about. They're trying to collect all of the things because they're marbles. Hungry Dementors.
Okay. I get you.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
What my if brain's like, just make like, it fun.
What if they're just like bouncing off of things like bumper cars? Bing, 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 bing. They're just ping pongs.
Okay.
I like that one. I like my Dementors to be ping pongs.
I like my Dementors to be hungry hippos. Leave it in the comments below. What do you like yours to be?
Okay. So, new baby, he slept in their room. Our house was raised off the ground out in the middle of nowhere on a country road with only an empty greenhouse next to our house and surrounded by woods. For context, my stepdad was about 6'1 or so, and when he'd stand outside our window in the backyard that faced the woods, we'd only see the top of his forehead at the bottom of our bedroom windowsill. So, they were, you know. This little yard also had a small streetlight in the middle, which eerily lit up our room at night. The window was by my brother's bed, and our beds were on opposite diagonal ends of the room from each other. The window was between his bed and the door to my parents' room, which they kept locked from their side. They're like, don't fucking come in. As for my bed, it was next to the bathroom door and faced straight towards the window by his bed with a view of the yard and the little light.
I need you to know that my brain was trying to map out the room because it is so descriptive.
Yeah.
But I could not force it to design it because
there was Dementors everywhere.
No, because the other part of my brain was going, it doesn't matter. The good part's coming. Yes. It doesn't matter. The good part's coming. And so now I'm like, I don't know what the fucking room looks like. Okay. There's a
my
locked
brain
door.
Fucking
and
hijacked
a window
it.
Lit up.
Yes. Okay. One night I woke up to pee and I heard both my mom and stepdad snoring. I went to pee and walked back in the room to see one of these shadow people standing near my brother's bed. It did something to him that I'd never had done to me. It started bending over him as if it wanted to touch him. I was paralyzed with fear. I could see the floor beneath it, so I knew it was floating and nearly as tall as my ceiling. I knew it wasn't my mom or stepdad, and it wasn't someone standing outside the window. I threw a pillow at it and hid under the covers. After a minute, I peeked back out. I'd heard no noise, no scuffling or anything, yet it was gone. Another time, in that same house, my mom took my brothers with her to take my friend home. I was alone in the house watching The Simpsons downstairs in the living room when I heard loud running above me in the upstairs attic area we never used. It sounded like a very large man running back and forth with boots on above me. Loud running is so fucking scary.
The goosebumps on my arms hurt. They're so
ghost
firm.
Moving slowly is like scary, but like ghost running is fucking terrifying. There is nothing
especially
scarier.
Back and forth
on the ceiling.
Like, how pissed do you have to be in the afterlife to be doing laps, like voluntarily working out? You don't even have a body. What are you doing that for?
Oh my god.
Okay, and also the bending over part.
So scary.
In my mind, while they're just like fucking floating about, like
you're
they
like,
have
it's
no
fine.
Yeah, whatever.
These
you
are just like
over,
the ghost from fucking Pac-Man.
That yes.
Yeah.
It feels like there's intent when there's bending and running.
Yeah.
Loud running. You chose to make a noise because how long have you been there silent?
Mm-hmm, and you don't have feet. They don't touch the ground. So how are you making that sound?
Yeah.
Just bumping into the walls. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. I opened the door that led upstairs to the attic, grabbed the baseball bat at the base of the stairs.
Why?
Turned on. I
don't
know.
Be a freaking hero.
No, be a hero. Turned the light on and went to check it out. I saw no animals, no fallen boxes. Nothing was out of place.
What were you going to do if there was an animal or a person? Right? Were you really going to Sammy Sosa them? I don't think so.
I have a scary story.
We're just ending this one.
Sorry, I'm hijacking your story for just a second. I'm going to slip mine in your middle. I'm going to slip in your middle real quick, and I am just going to take over for just a second.
Just a second. I'll be give you the mic right back
second,
in 1 second.
I'm going to get out of you in a minute. So one time when I lived in my old apartment, so it was right after I left my crappy abusive situation, I lived in an upstairs like apartment in a house area.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was alone because Corey worked midnight. So I was already scared because of the whole leaving the abuser thing, being alone. Corey wasn't there. Noah was at his dad's. I was all alone. And we'd just gotten Winston, so he was a little puppy. So he was in my bed and I was just cuddling
him. And you couldn't drive at this point, right?
I could not drive because of the DUI.
Yeah.
So I'm in my room and I hear.
Well, I just felt like maybe that was important to add because you're trapped.
Yeah, you literally was trapped in that place. Yeah. And I'm also in a different city than the rest of my family and friends. So I'm in my room. I'm trying to fall asleep and I hear like that. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck? And then I'm like, okay, it's gone. And then it gets closer to me and I hear. Okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I shine my flashlight and there's a fucking bat in my room. It's Batman. But literally this bat was
like,
just
lay Robin.
This bat was flying so close to my head and just like panicking because it must have gotten in. We had like an air conditioning unit in the window. Anyways, I ran with the blanket over my head because I was afraid it was going to get my hair.
I can hear your screams in my head.
Oh my God. I screamed so loud. I called Corey. He was at work. He's like, what are you calling me for? I'm like, there's a fucking bat in the house. What do I do? But then I thought I was crazy because the next day I'm like, gone. I slept outside. I locked it in the room and
I slept outside
of the room. I'm sorry. I slept on my couch.
I was like in the grass where there's more bats probably.
I slept with all the bats because they would keep me protected. Mm-hmm. No, I slept and Corey got home at like 7 a.m. and I was like, you got to go in and get it. And we looked literally everywhere and it was gone. And I was like, did I hallucinate a bat? It was so scary.
That's terrifying.
It was so scary. There was definitely a bat.
Peach PRC hallucinates bugs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of losing my shit at that point. That was like in my...
But I remember the entrance to your apartment had 1,000 spiders. And those were the only spiders that you like didn't have a reaction to. You're like, I like them. They're orb weavers. I've looked up so much about them. They make beautiful webs.
They did. Oh, you just... I forgot that they lived... They were big ass... Dude, they were so big. But
you're like, don't mind these ones. They're my friends. And I'm like, I don't think you're well.
Only one person has ever died from them. And it was an older man because it like dropped on him and he had a heart attack.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
But they've never caused a death of a human, like, on purpose that I've read. Sorry.
I like that is knowledge that you have.
I had to look up, do these kill people?
Do these kill people? I think maybe I kill people.
I think I kill people. Okay. We're back to scary fucking shit running around. So, it's dead silent. I go back downstairs and turn the TV up again, scared as hell. As soon as I sat back down on the couch, the heavy footsteps running started up again. It ended as soon as my mom came back home. So fucking creepy.
Do you think it's pissed because you threw the pillow at it?
No, that was a different time. Oh, maybe it's the same
being. Yeah, it's holding a grudge.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I ended up moving to San Diego to live with my dad when I was 12. The activity stopped since not living with my mom. When my mom moved again, she moved to a double-wide trailer that had 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. Only one of the bathrooms worked after a while, so you had to go through her room to use the restroom, and she usually left her door open for that reason. I was visiting for the summer one year, and my oldest younger brother, I have 4 younger brothers, told her.
Holy moly.
I know. So much fucking pee everywhere in the bathroom. Oh. You just know it. I live with 2 men, and it's a lot of pee.
So far, no one other than Shane uses the potty.
Well,
I mean, I do.
No one. Well, wait till they start peeing all over your freaking toilet seat. So I just tell Noah. Noah's like, I kind of like sitting down to pee. And I was like, do it all the time. I support this.
Ollie keeps doing it in the yard. He rips his diaper off and he goes, I think I pee in the grass. Oh my God, I didn't tell you. He shit in the grass the other day. He took his diaper off.
Why?
And then he's like, I'm going to pee in the grass. And I said, okay, whatever. Because I'm like, if he's getting comfortable peeing not in his diaper, if he's recognizing that he has to pee, cool, sure. Let's support this. Eventually we'll move to the toilet.
Yeah.
And he starts pushing and I'm like, hey, bud, you don't have to push so hard. If you don't have to pee, like, don't force it. And he goes, it's a fart. And he farts and a little turd shoots out of his ass. And I'm like, oh, Ollie, you can't poop in the grass. And he goes, why the dogs do?
Oh, well, that's a really good point. That's so a really fair. Solid argument.
Fair. I'm so sorry we're tangenting this hard on your story.
We are. I apologize. I'm going to get through with it soon, I swear to God. So the oldest younger brother gave me his room to sleep in so that I could have some privacy. In his room, he had his bed, a dresser with the TV on it that was at the end of the bed, and a side table next to the bed. Then there was a closet to the left of me. I woke one afternoon from a nap to what felt like someone yanking the bed frame. It freaked me out, and I asked my mom if anything like that ever happened to her, and she said no, and that I must have been dreaming. I remember looking at the TV to see if it too was moving, but it wasn't, and neither was the water inside my water bottle that was on the bedside table next to me. It was just the bed. I was definitely spooked. I ended up inviting my cousin to come spend the night with me for a girls' night. I woke up super early one morning, and everybody was still asleep. My brothers had decided to have a sleepover in the living room, and my parents were asleep in their bedroom with the door open. My cousin and I had conked out on my brother's bed, so everybody was accounted for. I walked out onto the porch, and about 10 minutes later, I heard a blood-curdling scream, and my cousin comes running outside. She was hysterical. She told me something was shaking the bed really hard, and it woke her up. And she asked me if I knew anything about it. I told her, yes, I experienced it the day before. Neither of us went back to sleep. We told my mom and she didn't believe us. This activity only ever happened at any place that my mom lived. I live in California now and have for many years, and I've never had any experiences like this in any place that I have lived other than at my mom's houses. After she passed away in 2019, I learned some really weird stuff about her and also about the last place that she lived at. They don't go into detail about what it was.
What a freaking cliffhanger.
But they do kind of. It didn't totally account for the experiences in the apartment or the farmhouse, but learning that her double wide was on a Native American burial ground could at least explain some of the experiences that were happening at her place then.
Yeah. Yeesh.
I know.
Yikes. That is so much detail to remember. Like,
yeah.
That's
how I feel like I know it's real, because you don't remember shit from your childhood unless it's something that is so scary or so, like, something that leaves a lasting impact like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a trauma moment.
Uh-huh. Okay, next one. Hi, ladies. My name is Emma. She, her. When I was in my first college dorm, you could rent board games from the front desk, and because there wasn't much to do one night, some friends and I decided to go down and find something to rent. The desk had a Ouija board, and me, being the way that I am, decided that it would be something fun to do, and we brought the board to my room. While using the board, nothing really happened. It didn't move, nothing responded to any questions, and everybody kind of concluded that it wasn't really working. The only thing that struck me as odd was that I got this deep feeling of dread from the moment the first "Is there anyone there?" question was asked. But since the board made no moves towards response, I didn't think much past it. We returned the board and kind of laughed at how it didn't work.
It's so strange to me that they had a board for people to rent.
Well, it's like made by Hasbro Games. It's like a children's toy. It's marketed as. Yeah. Fast forward to a couple of nights later, I'm laying in my bed. My head was towards the wall opposite the door, so I could see the door while laying in bed. I was scrolling on my phone with the lights off. My roommate was asleep in her bed across the room from me. Suddenly, I get that weird, dreadful feeling that I had felt while using the Ouija board, and then out of nowhere, the door to our room opened. It opened really slowly, only a couple of inches, and then slammed itself shut really fast. My roommate didn't wake up, and I just kept... I gave myself goosebumps.
I was going to say, I'll tell you, dorm room doors are heavy as shit. They don't just, like... You don't forget to open them or forget to close them.
Mm-hmm. My roommate didn't wake up, and I just kept staring at the door and started recording the door on my phone. A minute or two later, it opened slowly again, but this time it didn't close. I tried to explain it away. Maybe it was just the wind, but the windows weren't open. I thought maybe someone out in the hall was fucking with me, but when I went to close the door, it was still locked, so no one could have opened it. I didn't sleep much that night. I just kept watching the video of the door. So they have a video of this door opening.
Did they send it to us?
Fast forward another couple of days, and I was coming back to my room from class. I get to the door and go to unlock it. The key turns on the lock, but when I try to turn the doorknob, it doesn't move. I tried a couple more times and got the same result. The doorknob wouldn't move. It felt almost like someone was holding it in place on the other side.
Their room now.
I know. I texted my roommate and asked if she was in the room, but she was visiting a friend across campus. I went down to the front desk and got someone to come check out my door. But the second they arrived and tried to open the doorknob twisted open as if there was nothing wrong with it at all. Weird, right? But it gets weirder. I went into the room to do my homework, and when I finished it, I was sitting on the couch watching TV. It was still light outside, my roommate was still across campus, and I had kept the door locked. Out of nowhere, the door opened by itself again, slowly and only a few inches like the nights before. I started recording the door again right away, and it slammed shut, then opened again a minute later and remained open just like it had before. It was still locked, and my roommate was nowhere around. I texted her and asked if she had seen anything like it. She hadn't. The door didn't act up again for the rest of the year, but I did experience light flickers multiple times and the TV would turn on and off by itself. These things only happened when I was the only one in the room. The next year, I was in a new room, one room over. I didn't have any issues with the door, but I experienced more light flickers and electronics turning off and on by themselves. The most notable of which was our Alexa, which would often start talking on its own. Whenever it did, I would say, "What did you say? What did you say? What did you say? What did you say?" And then it would start making weird alien/robot-like noises.
No.
No.
That was so crazy. Oh,
no. I unplugged it and left it unplugged, but it would continue to make the noises daily even when it was unplugged. Me and Corey.
This is some shit that I experienced.
Me and Corey had something like this up at that same apartment. Yeah. His mom bought us something like Google Home. It wasn't whatever, but it was not plugged in. It wasn't charged. Nothing was whatever. And we said something and it goes, "What did you say?" Just like that out of nowhere.
No.
It was the scariest fucking thing. We threw it away. We were like, absolutely not. It was so scary because it was sitting behind us on the table because we had just like got it out and was trying to figure it out and then was like, "Nah, we'll do it later." And it was so scary.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
See if we have any sponsors.
I recorded it multiple times, and again, these things would only happen when I was alone in the room. I love that she has multiple like recorded evidence of all these things. Whatever was in my dorm room the first year had followed me to the next room over. And after I left the dorms for good and got an apartment, nothing like that happened to me again. I still have no clue what it was, but I haven't touched a Ouija board since, and the videos still freak me out. Thank you, ladies, for all your work to make such an amazing podcast and for being such great friends to me and everyone who listens. I truly feel like you guys are some of my best friends. Love you guys lots.
Aww, love you too.
I'm sorry you're haunted.
Fucking videos.
I was going to say, there's another person that sent something in that said they have pictures that they want to show us. And so I was wondering if it was that. But if you have that, send us the videos. I want to see them. That's so scary. But.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going because we talk a lot. Mm-hmm. This is the creepy kid story. It starts off, I am the creepy kid.
Oh, yeah, because if you guys didn't listen to part two of Sleepover Vibes with Two Girls, One Ghost, we were talking about or sharing creepy kid stories, but then we just ended up sharing a lot of our personal ghost stories.
Yeah, so we felt bad.
Them. And so we only shared like four stories, only two of ours, right? And so
we're
like,
we're going to add some of these to this. So
because we had lots of submissions. So
yeah. Okay. She, her pronouns. My grandpa died before I was born. Dead grandparent gang. <That's what they said. laughs> Anyways, my dad told me about a time when
DGG.
Dead grandparent gang. My dad told me about a time where he heard me talking in my room at about 3 a.m. I was about 4, so he came to check on me. I was sat upright, having a full-blown conversation with the end of my bed. He asked who I was talking to, and I answered, Granddad Frank, the dead one, they said in parentheses. Thank you for that. He told me I was safe and he's forever watching me. And then I lay back down and went to sleep. My dad couldn't sleep for days because I had never seen him, met him, or even seen a photo of him. But she knew that that's who she was talking to.
Yeah.
There was also a time where in the middle of the night, I was laughing hysterically and told my mom, Mr. No Face was making me laugh.
No.
And then I lay back down like nothing happened. There are so many other incidents like this, but here's two. Love you, lady.
Oh, my gosh. The goosebumps are back.
So many
goosebumps. I hate it.
So,
these are the worst stories ever that we've ever asked for.
I know, and I love it. Think how I had to feel. I had to read these.
No, that's so, so scary. I'll tell you, Shane, I've shared before that Shane talks in his sleep. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done it in a really long time.
It's good.
But he was laying, this is so funny to think about. He was laying down and I woke up because I thought I heard him say something. And so I kind of like came to a little bit and I heard him say, are you kidding me? And so I thought like maybe he was awake and then like was listening to the Penguins game or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck he does after I go to bed. And so I kind of turn and look to him. He's knocked out. He stretches and then he puts his fist slowly to my nose. Just holds it there. Like he didn't punch. He just set it there.
Ting.
And so I'm just like staring cross-eyed at his fist. And then he just rolled over. That was it. And so the next day I'm like, do you remember doing this? And he's like, no. What? Could you imagine if he didn't do that slow?
No. He just knocked you
out. Yeah, freaking conked me in the face. No, he was just like, are you kidding me? Tink.
That's literally how I punch in my dreams, too. I'm like,
oh my God, have you ever tried to run in your dreams? And have
it's
we
like
talked
I'm running
about that
through
before?
Freaking pudding.
I cannot run. It is so frustrating.
It's so annoying.
Because I'm like, what? I never used my legs before.
See, running is not. I can fly,
but I can't run.
I get in fist fights in my dream, and I always punch like
you
I'm
do?
Punching through Jello. I'm like, ugh. It's never good.
Yeah, I feel that too. I had a dream.
I'm always trying
night.
To like fight for my life, but I'm like a wimp. I can't do it.
Someone
and I know how to throw a punch. I can fucking get down.
Someone suggested that we share people's dreams the way we share scandals. Just like read them as is.
Yes.
And I had one happen the other night.
Those
like,
are kind of like bot stories,
yeah,
which is why I like that.
If I share this, it's going to sound really strange because the dream was like very much like could have happened in real life.
Yeah.
But I forgot all of it. So it doesn't matter. But
fucking sucks when that happens.
I know. If you guys want to hear an episode like that, let us know. We'll do it.
Yes, please.
We'll make a forum and read your stories.
We like to do that.
We do.
Okay. Next one. Hey, ladies. So this actually happened to my mom and aunt, but I need to share since I get goosebumps every time I tell the story. So go back to 2000 and my mom and dad got in a huge car accident. The driver of the other car had a medical condition and crashed straight into the side of their car. That's so scary. As the paramedics showed up and began trying to get them out of the car, my mom looked over and saw a man standing down the road. It's important to note this road was in the middle of nowhere and had no houses on it. She describes him as wearing a trench coat and simply standing there watching. She gave more details, but I don't want to make this too long. I instantly think, what the fuck? A trench coat? Sketch. She looks back and he's gone.
No one trustworthy wears a trench
nah,
coat.
Absolutely not. What are you there? What are you doing? You're just standing there
yeah.
in a fucking trench
Why
coat?
Why need so much coverage?
Are you naked under there? So
there's no other reason to have a trench
no,
coat unless you're naked.
That's what I'm saying.
It is just a waterproof robe.
She looks back and he's gone. Now fast forward 15 plus years and my aunt had a huge fire in her kitchen. After she puts it out, she looks towards the road again in the middle of nowhere and sees the same man that my mom described. Needless to say, I will not be looking around if something scary happens to me. Love you guys.
Do you think he's like
the angel of death?
That's what I thought. But like, is he a guardian then?
I don't
because
know.
They lived?
Yeah, I don't know. And he's like,
you're welcome.
Yeah. Flashes you. Here's my ghost stick.
Ghost stick? It's just Danny Phantom.
Dickie Phantom.
Dickie Phantom. Oh, Dickie Scrotum.
Scrotum Phantom.
This is not getting better.
What's happening? Okay. So this one, I think I'm going to say your name is Kiana, K-E-A-N-N-A.
Okay.
Kiana. From Canada. She, her. When I was around 3, I started talking to and hanging out with a, quote, imaginary friend. I think this is a creepy kids one. Maybe. I told my parents he was real and I could see him. And when they asked me to describe him, I said he was all black with black melting hands, no face, and he lives under the house.
No.
Uh-huh. Through more questions
down.
Through more questions asked, they found out that the friend under the house was named Claw, and he looked exactly like the Grim Reaper. There is nothing around the house or any TV shows or movies I saw with that in them because, well, I was 3. It was all harmless play until I was around 5 years old. My parents had a babysitter over. The babysitter called my parents in a panic because Claw asked me to grab a butcher knife from the kitchen and bring it downstairs, and she caught me grabbing the knife. Okay, are we all okay? Are we okay?
Oh,
how are we all doing?
God.
Okay. I don't remember this, but everyone involved remembers it vividly. We moved out 2 years ago. I'm sorry. We moved out 2 years later to the house across the street. Also haunted? Of course. We got a German Shepherd and he would bark towards
well,
our closet.
It's not far for the ghost to follow right? you.
Mr. Claw or
you
whatever.
You didn't even really try to lose him. He's just across the street. That seems more like your fault.
Yeah. I'm victim shame blaming. We got a German Shepherd and he would bark towards our closets and seem genuinely terrified, particularly of my sister's room. My sister was now 3 and she saw an elderly man in her room all the time and would point to him around the closet. My uncle lived in the basement and one night he ran up the stairs screaming, "Fire!" The whole house woke up and there was no fire, but he was shaking, saying there was for sure smoke or something cloudy in the stairs. He moved out after that. Fuck this. It took one fucking fake smoke cloud for the uncle to be like, I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah. The toilets would flush randomly. Well, at least they're considerate. Flushing. Yeah. My 10-year-old doesn't even do that. The toilets would flush randomly and there would be an occasional banging on the laundry machines.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Saw you banging on the laundry.
Wasn't me.
My parents looked.
So you asking for the butcher knife?
It wasn't me. I even laid under the house. It wasn't me.
I even started a fire.
It wasn't me. Yes. My parents looked back at the first picture they ever got of the house when they just bought it, and you can clearly see the outline of 2 people, just cloudy, right there in the window. The man is wearing a stethoscope. Our neighbor later told us that the couple who lived there and died there before matched the description. The man was even a doctor. Claw never made the pick, but he did visit me once more when I was 7. I still remember him vividly, and I was honestly scared to sleep with the lights out for years. For years and years after. I love you guys. I can send you the picture if you want to see it.
What picture?
Of the ghosties in the house window.
I don't.
I do.
I'm afraid they're going to come here then.
Send it to me.
I don't want it to be an invitation.
That's not how ghosts work. They
that
have to show
exactly
up.
That is exactly how ghosts
no,
work.
No, not seeing them on the internet.
For me.
Oh, not me. They have to come inside your house. They're like vampires. You have to invite them in.
I did toss my welcome mat. Because someone was like, hey, if you don't want ghosts or any kind
oh,
of
you can't
mythical
welcome
being,
them in.
Yeah, then make sure your welcome mat doesn't say, come on in.
Is that what you said?
No, well, it said welcome-ish. Depends on who you are and how long you want to stay.
Well, I think that's clear boundaries.
That doesn't seem clear because what if they're like, not long? And
well,
I'm,
then that's
I'm me. Like, fair enough. I wasn't specific.
Come on. This could have been more specific.
Yeah. So we're going to do one more story and then a bot story to sandwich this episode out. And then if you want more ghost stories, maybe like this one.
I'm right in the middle of some spooky murder scene when I hear what sounds like a D word, Chihuahua and Yorkie fighting to the death somewhere behind our detached garage. Animal fighting sounds are so fucking scary when it like cuts through just a silence that you're listening to.
Do you hear that often?
There are cats outside of my house that fight, and it is so fucking scary when they fight. Yeah. Especially because when they start fighting, my dogs hear it and they go and fucking freak out. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay. I paused my show and got up to check it out by inching apart the blinds, and the noise stopped immediately. I'm like, okay, it's probably just some raccoons fighting, because have you ever heard raccoons go at it? Gives me chills every time. I have to Google that when we get done because I want to hear raccoons.
Raccoons. Fighting. Maybe don't type raccoons going at it.
Why not?
Okay.
And I returned to my spot. Well, cats fucking also sound a lot like cats fighting, so that's also terrifying as well.
Same with ducks.
They have barbed penises.
I'm sorry.
They have barbed penises, so it hurts.
Cats do?
So it hurts when they fuck. Someone with someone who's a cat's probably going to tell me I'm wrong. I think. I'm pretty sure they have barbs on their wieners. Yes.
How, I'm thinking like fucking like those clubs with the nails sticking out of them.
All right. I'm going to Google cat dick right now.
Panda porn, cat dick. What else can we Google? Oh my God. I hate that. But ducks are really aggressive.
Yeah.
They like as a gang attack a female.
Cat barbed willy was the first that fucking popped up. But here you go. Do Bayo cats have a barbed willy? Oh my God.
Is there a photo?
Yes.
I don't want to look, but I want to look. Stop it. It looks like a baby porcupine.
I know.
Why?
Great question.
I love that this is cat barbed dick.
I did type in.
Who fucking took this picture? And why is the background like dark? It looks like.
I think it's like microscopic like because they're retractable. So you have to go in. They have to be pulled out.
I'm sorry.
Or something.
Are you saying cat dicks are microscopic?
No, but they're just inside, I think.
You just offended all our cat listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My cat dick is so huge.
My cat dick is monstrous. Oh, my God.
Not, there's nothing wrong. Everything's great.
No, all your shit looks fucking fire. Yeah, but
did I put a ghost story there?
If you did, that was a preview for
Patreon. It's going to come out on Friday. Patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. You already plugged it once and I plugged it again because there's one thing I love and it's plugging you.
We love to double plug you up.
So on to the next one.
Here we go. This was for a creepy kid submission. Hey, ladies, this is more funny than scary, but as a kid, I was terrified. Hope you get a giggle out of it. My name is Jessica, she, her, and when I was like 4, my grandparents had to put their dog down and it was explained to me as being put to sleep.
Yeah.
That's normal and fine, right? Well, I had a lip tie that my parents didn't remove as a baby. The dentist said it needed to be removed. My parents set it all up and said that I would need to be put to sleep for this little surgery. I sat on this for a long time, and when the surgery time was coming, I got really anxious. My parents finally asked me what my issue was, and I told them, I don't want to die. It started sobbing. My parents laughed and had to explain what was going on. So that's my anxiety's origin story. Love you, ladies. Thank you for all you do. You're the best.
I will tell you that there are several times that the kids are like going to go to bed, and mm-hmm. I find myself saying, I got to put the kids to sleep.
Me too.
Or when I put the kids down, yes. And I'm like, why are all of these phrases we use for like murdering animals? Not murdering, euthanizing?
Yeah.
Is that
extinguishing
their life? What's the nice way to say it?
Ending their suffering.
There's not a shorter term?
No.
Okay.
Putting them down. Assisted.
Mercy kill. That doesn't seem right either.
Assisted
death.
Deathing.
Why are we laughing?
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Animals are better than people most of the time.
No, for sure. We love animals.
Yeah.
I'm just
sad that we killed them. I mean, yeah, we
don't kill. I mean, we do.
I killed. No, I'm just kidding. What if I was like, I'm a serial killer?
Oh my God, I saw a bunny run straight up to my house today. I was like, Grandma.
No, if anything, Grandma. If anything, I'm an animal saver. I save so many animals.
I just saw a bubble in my crotch. I'm so sorry. It was so distracting.
You looked at me so hard in the eyes while that happened.
Well, I was shocked. I didn't know where to put my eyes. Because it kind of tickled. Okay.
I love it when they tickle. I'm like, woo!
I know, it kind of itches now, but like, what can I do about that?
You can itch it.
Not right now.
We can blame this.
I'm just going to go pee and give myself a little bit of extra scratch attention.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, let's see. Oh, this is I forced a botch to watch over a thousand hours of Ghost Hunters and then ask it to write an episode of Ghost Hunters. I feel that's good.
That is good, but I am really frustrated that it bubbled on one side and not the other because now it feels lopsided. And I really wish it would even it out, but it's not gonna.
Sit on your foot. That's what I always do.
Go sit on your foot.
Give yourself a little foot scratch.
Not right now. I'll do it later. Okay.
Okay. Interior lighthouse. A lighthouse keeper yells with the ghost hunters. They are ghost paparazzi, taking photos of the dead for a living. Lighthouse keeper, I keep the lighthouse, but lately feel like I keep the ghost house. Ghost hunter one, I will not jump to conclusions, but you reside in hell's dump bathroom. Lighthouse keeper, religiously unfair. I'm a Catholic. Wait, I'm sorry. It says... religiously unfair. I'm a cataholic. Oh. A light flickers in the house that is a light. Ghost Hunter 2. Oh, bad lighting means a ghost is near and investing in shares of scares. Economics is witchcraft. Ghost Hunter 1. Spirit, we are not your enemy. We are in love with you. Lighthouse keeper. I do not love the ghost. Make that clearly known. I love making boats not crash too much. A window salami shut. Only a ghost would be rude enough to open windows. Ghost Hunter 2. You must lie and love the ghost or else it will curse you some cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Lighthouse keeper. No, I hate ghosts. I hate spooky spookers. I hate poltergeists. The lighted house shakes. Pots and pans fall all over. Lighthouse keeper. No way. Those belong to my food. Ghost hunter one. We must fight back or we'll die and become ghosts. The things we love. The ghost hunters dunk their fists in holy water. They punch where they think ghosts are. An olden telephone howls a ring. Lighthouse keeper. Screams. That phone can't work. It was murdered days ago. Ghoul phone. Ghost hunters look worried. They never punched a phone. Oh. And scene.
Wow, I love that.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Spooky spookers. Yeah. All right, you spooky spookers.
We hope you like that episode. And, yeah, you know, we hope you love us, even though we're, you know, wildly. What's that?
Loud.
Rebellious.
Yeah.
In our.
Want for people to have equal rights?
Yeah, we fucking assholes we are.
Crazy. Settle down.
Literal bitches.
Yeah.
So anyways.
That's what liberal stands for.
Literal liberal bitches.
Literal bitches. All right.
I wanted to say little britches. My brain was just like little britches. Little britches.
Little britches. Come right. To a store near you.
Well, Jerry's going to go scratch your crotch.
I got to go scratch my crotch, guys. That's that. Some more of your ghost stories and creepy kid stories. Your spooky stories. Okay. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Oh, all right.
We're out. Goodbye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.